This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, back from ForkFest 2019. And can I speak for everybody that it was a great time?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Had you been before, Dave? Was it your first ForkFest?
This was my first ForkFest.
What did you think?
Rookie. I thought it was great. And, you know, what I really love about ForkFest is the fact that nobody is in charge, and therefore everybody is in charge.
Right. Everybody's in charge of their own selves.
Yeah. It's also like a box of chocolates because you really never know what you're going to get.
Right.
And so there was a big gay dance party.
You and I were there.
Yeah. Loved your costume.
Thanks. Yours was great too.
Yep. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. There was some really good energy. It was very gay. I have to say.
Yep, it certainly was. It went on for, it was just a couple hours, but it was a good solid couple of hours.
Yeah.
They waited until the sun had gone completely down, until it was dark, basically, beyond just when the sun was down. But it had to be dark out before they were going to start this thing. And their head of security probably wasn't any more than like 7 or 8 years old, which was hilarious. And
he had glowing sunglasses on,
right,
that were like electrically charged.
Those were awesome.
That was cool.
Steven told me the security agent was doing a good job. Like, he was actually bouncing people out of there because it was an invite only event. If you didn't have a wristband, you couldn't get in. So people who were walking in, he was checking their wristbands and telling them, you got to go.
He was serious.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny to me when there's a 7-year-old doing security and he's serious. That's entertaining to me.
It was entertaining.
Did you see that moon? I didn't mean to jump over.
I saw a little bit of it, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful moon. And I mean,
yeah, it was.
It's something that to see the moon through the cracks of, you know, inside of this dome with techno and lighting, I really, really enjoyed that.
There was a disco ball in this dome, by the way. We're out in the woods. We're out in Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. Monster disco ball spinning around and lights, of course, pointing at it. So from the outside, the dome really looked like a happening place. Like, you could see all the reflected little bits of light that were rotating, you know, from the outside. So it really looked like a place that, you know, you wanted to be. They had some of these inflatable couches that they'd sort of brought outside for people to wait on while the place had not yet opened yet. Of course, there were some inflatable couches inside. Our co-host on Wednesday nights, Jay Noon, was there with his wife, Shallon. They had just finished celebrating their first anniversary, so that was kind of cool to get to go to the dance party after that. And she actually had part of her wedding dress on, so like the kind of the bottom part of her wedding dress. And she commented to me that, you know, it's nice to have a excuse to get out the old wedding dress, because most people, they get married and the wedding dress goes into a closet and they never do anything else with it. She made it part of her costume.
Might as well.
Yeah.
And there was actually lights coming out of the floor, and at one point she was standing on
That's
one.
That's right.
And it was like glowing through.
Red.
And she was like, she looked like one of those like light optic things where it's like
fiber optic.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
Yeah, it was cool. Oh, and Jay Noon had this like hat that had LED lights that sort of lit up in a pattern around it, and she told me that they just happened to find this hat at a gas station on the way up to the campground.
Wow.
It had dust all over it. You know, it had not been picked up off of a shelf in however many years since it had been put there. And she was like, this thing is perfect. And it was. It looked great on it.
They accentuate this bald spot?
It was a hat, dude.
Okay.
Not a yarmulke.
Yeah, it was.
Aha! <right. laughs>
They did a great job. It was a great party, great lights, great music. Steven Zeiler, who is from AnyPay.Global, and Derek J. Freeman, our other Tuesday night co-hosts, they'll be joining us next Tuesday, and I'm sure they'll give us the full recap, because one of the things they decided to do over the last couple of days was to stay through the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Initially, they were pretty disappointed with one of the decisions that the board of directors of the Free State Project had made, which was to turn down the Shire Free Church's sponsorship of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And And they, you know, after having spent two full days basically setting this thing up, and Mark, you helped out quite a bit from what I understand, with setting up this dome. A lot of people volunteered their time to make this thing as awesome as it was, that they decided, all right, we're going to stick it out. We're going to keep, you know, playing music here every night. We're going to keep this thing going, because they were able to secure the spot, the tent spot or the RV spot that they were located on, to keep that same spot so they wouldn't have to move the dome. So they managed to stay there, and I think that was a good choice. I think it'd be good to kind of give people a little taste of what Forkfest was like, in case they didn't make it.
And you know, I just because you said that, it made me think about, I want to just talk about just ingenuity, and these guys really put a lot of effort in it.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned Mark. Well, so I just recall a moment when they were installing some lights in the ceiling, and they were trying to get to the top, but they didn't. The ladder wasn't tall enough, and there were six picnic benches stacked on top of each other. That's with a ladder amazing. On top of that.
I've got pictures of it.
Me
I
holding the ladder.
And then Mark Edge holding the ladder.
With Steven on top.
6 foot
which
four.
Which was on top of, and he's 6 foot four on a ladder, which is on top of six triangularly stacked picnic table benches. I mean, it was like a forklift on a forklift on a forklift with a guy standing on the top reaching high.
If anybody from OSHA would have seen this, they would have lost their minds.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
I didn't support anything that was going on and kept saying it, but, you know, by God, somebody's got to hold that ladder, so up I went.
Yeah, I just it was amazing watching some of that happen. And of course, they're going to have to take the thing down too. So it's going to happen again.
That sounds like I'm just hearing you say that, and it sounds remarkably like not my problem.
Yeah, I imagine you're not going to be there for that part. Hopefully, there'll be some other volunteers who will step up.
Yeah.
But an amazing event, Forkfest. You know, one of the things that was interesting we didn't get a chance to talk about, because we've been broadcasting there for the last 5 days. And I wanted to make sure we could talk about other stuff here tonight, but I did want to do a final kind of, you know, recap of the event. Last night, so Sunday night, the second to last night. So Monday night was the last night.
Yeah.
Sunday night was the second to last night.
Yeah.
Sunday night
dance reason.
Was really, I mean, aside from the dance party, which was great on Monday night, Sunday night was when Forkfest peaked. And as we were walking around Sunday night, we were amazed at the vibe and how it felt so much like the old Porcupine Freedom festivals from the past. Everybody was out having fun. Things were, you know, pretty loud. People were having a good time. And it went late into the night. People were up late. I wasn't up late. I went to bed at like 1 o'clock. But I talked to Colin, who was running one of the tents there. He said he left at like 4 a.m. and there were still people there, like a fair amount of people. And so people were having a great time on Sunday, and then something changed for the last night. Because one of the things that I noticed and that I said on the air was people were saying, "My God, this is the second to last night." Like commenting on how great this particular night was, but yet it wasn't even the final night. But yet the final night was subdued by comparison. And Mark, you don't know this because you actually left probably at about 6 o'clock in the evening. You drove Jack home, and he wanted to get home. You wanted to take him home and all that. So you didn't actually get to feel this, I don't think, vibe shift, but it definitely did. As soon as the dance party was over, it was over. Forkfest was done. And I think that what we speculated on was that it was the transition. So, like, the transition had gone in, you know, had begun from Forkfest to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which officially started today. However, they sort of started setting up everything on Monday, right? So the tents come in.
Yep, they were the Porkfest people were setting it up. And I think you're right. Porkfest, you know, a few years ago made a determination. The Porcupine Freedom Festival made a determination that they were going to be less fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were going to be a different kind of fun, right? Like, so, you know.
Wholesome fun.
Instead of, you know, kind of the big day gay dance party, people dancing and sweating
and
using alcohol and illicit substances or whatever kind of fun.
Yep.
They're like cookies and juice and pin the tail of the donkey kind of fun, right?
Regulations.
And there's no nothing wrong with pin the tail on the donkey.
No, sure.
Absolutely.
We've all done it.
But it's a lot more fun on drugs and alcohol.
It's true.
It's just a different kind of fun, and that's the kind of fun they signed up for.
But I thought it was interesting how the vibe shifted so significantly, and I think it did have to do with the fact that the Pork Rangers had shown up. You know, they were puttering around on their golf carts.
Yeah. You got guys walking around with reflective vests.
Yeah, signs were being, you know, hammered up and put up around with rules and things like that. There's more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
This is a special alert. For business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here. We'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
Silver Days
and Mark.
Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available at discord.lrn.fm. Dave, you and I, freshly back from the Fork Fest.
Woo! I'm pretty freshly back. Hey.
You've been back for a whole day.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, you really didn't miss... You missed the dance party, and that was a shame because it was a really good event.
I didn't have an outfit for it anyway, and my son was ready to go.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been fabulous enough. But they might have let you in anyway just because of who you are.
Yeah.
You
know, it's
possible. It helps to have a costume.
But,
or not anything.
But I got to say...
I just lift my T-shirt up over my belly and then dance around.
Yeah.
That's pretty fabulous.
So, they had said originally that you had to be fabulous, dressed fabulous, or have a Bitcoin Cash wallet to get in.
Yep.
But they ended up changing it to where it was invite only, and they gave out these wrist bracelets. And if you had one of those, then you would get in. But the dress code was still supposed to be, I thought that fabulous, but they changed it to spectacular. And I was really, surprised when they actually said my outfit was spectacular and that I had the best one there. I couldn't believe it. And this was, the one year I didn't have a girl help me with the outfit.
How much did the outfit change? Because usually you wear your big rainbow pimp hat.
Did not have the pimp hat.
Okay.
At all. No, I was wearing a suit coat top and short shorts that I'd cut from, so I had jean shorts that I cut down to short shorts, and that tie that
delicious.
You got in New York City.
Yeah, that thing was awful.
And a very colorful.
Somebody should have taken that out and shot it. I hope that it's. By the way, that's yours to keep.
And a very colorful shirt as well, and Derek J. and a backwards hat. Derek J. and Steven loved it. They loved it. But you had a pretty awesome outfit as well, Silver Dave.
That's true. I was wearing a skirt,
mm-hmm. and that's about it.
A wig.
Yeah, other
with sunglasses and a dark beard with my blonde platinum wig.
And you had a name for yourself as well.
That's right. Sylvia.
Silver Dave.
Silver Dave's cousin Sylvia came out for the evening.
That is some hilarious stuff.
Yeah, at one point you were given a glowing pirate sword as well that you were wielding around.
Don't talk about the pirate sword.
There are some photos. Chris Wade came in and took some. I took some as well.
Somebody's collecting evidence.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to review them yet, but I think some of them are going to turn out pretty good. So we'll see what we can put together as far as blog posts.
But we're going to have to share those. With the listeners.
But we were talking about the shift of the vibe, if you will, of the event. And after we got out of the dance party, the Somalian Gay Road Builders dance party, I think was what it was called. We figured, oh, it's going to be the last night of Fork Fest. Let's have a great night. The previous night was awesome, but there was almost nothing going on. It was only 11 o'clock. You know, it wasn't late in any way, shape, or form, and we walked up and down a couple of different rows, Aria, myself, and Chris Wade, and, you know, we walked by the Quill tent. They had music playing, but we looked in there. There was nobody in there. There was a couple people standing around outside. We went down to the tent where there was just plenty of people at the night before, Colin's tent, which is this fairly large sort of military-style tent with three large poles in the middle of it. It's where we had our meeting with the researcher. Earlier.
Yeah, it looks like one of the MASH tents.
Kind of. Hookah lounge.
It was a hookah lounge, and there was alcohol available there as well, but there were only six people out front and almost nobody inside. We talked to the people that were out front, asking them if they felt like where is everybody? And
they went to sleep.
I guess they did. It was weird. Everything completely changed. As soon as the transition to the Porcupine Freedom Festival had started in earnest, you know, the signs were up, the rules were had been posted, the rangers were there, the golf carts were being puttered about and parked in the middle of the streets. And I think it's going to be interesting to see that happen in reverse next year. So next year, the people who are sort of some of the old school behind ForkFest, like Steven Zeiler and Rich Paul, some of our co-hosts, have been talking about doing it after the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Now that is interesting, because instead of going from party to, here come the hall monitors,
right,
the party's over.
It's going to go in reverse.
They're going to leave. Let's get started.
Right.
So
we just warmed up.
This year, ForkFest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, definitely benefited from... ForkFest, because
there were hundreds of people in that park before the Porcupine Freedom Festival began.
We drew them in, yeah. And then many of them stayed for Porkfest.
Yeah.
Now, once Porkfest is afterwards, then we can find out the true drawing power of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Okay.
Because Porkfest will then get the benefit of anybody who's like, I need a little more partying or whatever, you know.
I think that makes a lot more sense to do it after the fact.
Plus, we may make it all the way to the July 4th Independence Day celebrations there.
It depends. It depends on when they hold the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We may not or may. It depends on the dates. We don't know that yet at this point. But if it does make it to July 4th, that would be incredible. And obviously, anybody can stay as late at, you know, as they want to there. But the other thing that's going to be cool is not only will the transition be reversed, you'll be going from the sort of subdued, family-oriented event into the open, decentralized, anything can happen. Which, by the way, there were way more families at Forkfest this year. I'd like to point that out.
Oh, yeah.
So
packs of kids
roaming
around. I mean, you know, they were beginning to build and start their own nations.
They all had Mohawk helmets. And actually, I got invited to join one of their secret groups, but I can't tell you anymore.
Right. I mean, please don't. For God's sakes. I don't want them to come after me. These kids were beginning to build their own civilizations. I mean, it was amazing.
And so my point being, like, you know, there were plenty of families there this year. So the idea that Forkfest isn't family friendly while it's still a party and, you know, open and decentralized is just not true. So anybody can come to this thing and have a good time, I think. That's what happened. That's the way the Porcupine Freedom Festival used to be. There was families and there was parties and some level of crossover and some not. And everything was fine for the most part, with the exception of a few squares who made a bunch of noise. And I suspect those people aren't going to come to Forkfest. So if we've gotten rid of the squares, then we're going to really have a great festival.
Well, that was that should have been done a long time ago. Really, the idea
the split, the schism, you mean?
The idea of that let's have a festival. We'll invite families that want family-oriented events, like dunking people and in tanks by throwing baseballs and pin the tail on the donkey and these kind of things. And we'll have a bunch of drug addict lunatics in weird outfits wearing loincloths. This will mix well.
So, in addition to reversing the transition, we'll also see the buildup of Forkfest to where once Forkfest is over, it's just over. Whereas here, Forkfest sort of melded into the Porcupine Freedom Festival in a sort of weird way. When Forkfest is after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, well, first of all, we'll get to see how many people Forkfest can retain and how much it will add as it grows toward the end of its week, because the idea is Forkfest will go to a week-long event. So Forkfest will be like the Porcupine Freedom Festival used to be, start on like a Sunday or Monday and go all the way through Sunday, which means that it'll have that whole week to build up towards the weekend, where when it's over, it's just going to be over. There's not going to be some other festival that's going to be setting up in its, you know, in its sunset, if you will. I think it's going to be interesting.
And actually, just something else I just thought of when you just talked about the loincloths, it just reminded me this morning. So I sell this vanilla cashew cream coffee.
Hold that story, Dave. We're going to come back to it here in moments. Dave, and a vendor story from the end of
Forkfest. Yeah, this is the reaction I got.
Here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453, plus your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. You may take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Before leaving for his big election kickoff, President Trump spoke about the increasing tension with Iran.
We've been talking to various people on lots of different sides, and we'll see what happens with Iran. We're very well set. We're very well configured. We have a lot of things going on with Iran.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said point blank,
President Trump does not want war.
He was visiting Central Command headquarters in Florida. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq and South Korea, Chris Hill, says there's a need for Trump to talk with allies in Europe.
I would hope that if they are involved, that we don't see any more involvement. That would be a first step. I would think, too, that we should have some consultations between the U.S. and its allies, because its allies, especially in Europe, are not very happy about this whole situation.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You dial in here, the toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been just doing a final recap of ForkFest 2019, the third annual ForkFest. You can go to forkfest.party right now and learn more about the event. There's a chat room where people are still chatting, by the way. People are talking about next year. What are we going to do with ForkFest 2020? What was missing from ForkFest 2019? This was a question I asked Aria on the way home. What was missing from ForkFest 2019?
Tattoos? I don't know.
Okay. All right. You're looking for a tattoo?
No.
No. Okay. So we came up with three things. There was not enough women. Okay. But that's typical of libertarian events.
Not a surprise. I mean, didn't seem particularly sparse.
I didn't actually notice that. It seemed like there were a good amount of women.
You did think that?
I felt like that.
That's good.
Maybe it just seemed that way.
I know Aria wants to put a special effort into recruiting more female attendees next time around.
But I don't think that would be bad.
That would be great.
It's good.
There wasn't enough fire, meaning like, you know, one of the things that has always happened at the Porcupine Freedom Festival is this big pyre that they have down in the bowl near the pavilion, this large area where there's plenty of room, plenty of space to just have a massive fire. And this year, apparently, they built a fire pit there, which had never existed before, and it's this silly-looking 4-foot diameter fire pit that by no means is large enough for the fires that have happened there in the past. So it'll be interesting to see how the Porcupine Freedom Festival handles that. But to have a large fire in the center would be interesting if somebody wanted to do that. But again, there's no central committee. There's nobody who's in charge of this. So if somebody wants to do it, maybe they could take donations
to purchase
the wood or take wood donations and, you know, do that. That would be cool.
They could sell sponsorships to the fire. And then that way they could, like, advertise somehow, you know, putting
I'll wander around
every 15 minutes and yell, Bitcoin.com!
But if someone came to me and they said, you know, Dave, would you donate $5 to a massive bonfire for ForkFest? I'd say, here's $10.
Yeah, as long as it's a trustworthy individual. And
that's true.
Some shifty guy from Lancaster who's going to walk away with $100.
Promise me you're not going to buy booze with it. Give him the money. And he walks right into the alcohol store. Oh.
Oh, he meant Fireball Whiskey. That's what he meant.
Fireball Whiskey.
So then also the third item, so women, fire, and then live music was the other thing that seemed to be missing from ForkFest. And again, these are all things that individuals could decide to do. If a band wanted to come play at ForkFest, they could.
Bring your guitar.
You know, if they're, you know, maybe it wouldn't be a band. Maybe it'd be a jam session or something like that. Who knows what would end up happening? We definitely had music in the form of, like, the dance party. There was music in there, but it was, you know, pre-recorded music played through speakers. So having live music would be something that we didn't have this year, at least not that I was aware of. Now, again, it's a large park, and if somebody was playing live music on one side and I wasn't on that side, I wouldn't have known about it. Right.
Absolutely.
There were definitely several dance parties that occurred actually at my site.
Really?
During the day, in the middle of the day, in the evening.
Was it just randomly you dancing happened. With yourself?
Well, sometimes that was the case. Yeah, uh-huh. I had a party by myself, and I was every one of me was invited. But there were several times where people just showed up, and it just happened. It was really weird.
Spontaneous.
It was spontaneous order. But there were. It seems like the ForkFest is growing.
It grew big time this year.
Yeah, so... So, like, you know, we're thinking about these things.
I would say tripled.
Oh, that's good.
I would say it tripled.
That's a really good
I think it's a fair number.
Progression. Yeah.
So, I mean, it tripled and then tripled.
Yeah, I think it tripled from year one to two and then tripled again from two to three. I think that's
another thing. Wouldn't
that be one to three and then three to nine?
Much more than that.
Yeah. I would like to also point out that Free Talk Live is a large part of the advertising of ForkFest. Now, Ian, you never like to take credit for anything. But, I mean, you know, we have to talk about realities here. And reality is the Free Talk Live is a large part of the advertising. And this shows...
We brought a lot of people to the Porcupine Freedom Festival back in the day.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's never been... And a lot of them continue to come and all that stuff. And that's never been sort of acknowledged.
It was acknowledged. I was asked on stage at least one time where how many people had heard about it from Free Talk Live. And it was like a third of the audience.
Yeah. So there you go. And this oftentimes people are trying to set up events and that kind of thing. In many cases, look, our own event. We didn't have huge turnout the first year, but the second year it was three times the amount and starting to be viable. And then the third year it was three times that amount and really beginning to be viable. Mm-hmm. So in part it's the event and, you know, what's the message? What are we advertising here? And in part it's who are you getting the message to? So, you know. Free Talk Live's shown its abilities in this instance.
It sounds like if you're looking to have a party and have fun, maybe you should consider ForkFest 2020. And maybe you're that guy who likes to build a giant fire. Maybe you want to come and spearhead the fire program, or you're a musician and you say, you know what, you're looking for a place where you can play your music and you can do anything. There are no limits except for those which you impose upon yourself.
There are limits, but they're fairly light, and the limits are the ones imposed by the park's owner, right? There are some rules.
Sure, but
The reason why the dance party stopped at 11 was because that's what is quiet time on the campgrounds.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was just that.
No, I suspect they would have continued if there wasn't a quiet time rule on the campground. I think.
Oh, I thought it was just the way they just... The way that people came and the...
No. They specifically... It was 11 o'clock. Stephen turned down the music and I'm like, it's over, right?
Yeah.
And
there is a quiet time rule.
Yeah. So they followed that rule. But otherwise, you know, Crosby doesn't care what you do as long as you don't destroy his park, right? Clean up after yourself and, you know, throw the garbage in the dumpster when you're done and, you know, have fun, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much it.
Don't run by the pool. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We're going to talk to Ted. He's in Texas. Ted listening to LRN.FM. Hello there.
Hey.
Hey.
I was wondering what you guys thought of Brexit right now with the whole conflict going on. What were your thoughts on that?
I don't know what's going on with the conflict
with
Brexit.
Is something new happening in Brexit that I might not know about? I thought that Theresa May stepped down and like Boris somebody is now possibly being considered for the Tories PM.
But I mean, like, what do you guys think in general of the idea of Brexit? Do you support Brexit? Are you against Brexit?
Well, I just don't know. I'm kind of the opinion.
For listeners that don't know, what is Brexit, Mark?
Oh, Brexit is Britain leaving the European Union. They voted to do that about 2 years ago, and they've kind of stood there at the door like a cat, wondering whether they should go out or not. And Ian supports anything that
any secession
breaks up any organizational model. I say that federations are the model for the future, and that countries working together to create free trade zones, like actual free trade zones. And that's what the EU is, an actual free trade zone.
Yeah, but they also have the euro, which is not a good thing.
Well, no, it's
a central currency.
But Great Britain has never been part of the euro. They always had the pound sterling.
Oh, really?
So, you know, that they were opted out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if Great Britain can negotiate some good deal for themselves, then maybe it'll work out. And if they can't, then it kind of sucks. And I think that largely the reason it was done was anti-immigration sentiments.
Okay. Do you think that any of it had to do with what Ian's talking about, which was the secessionist ideas?
Well, I mean, obviously it's secessionist. I mean, yeah, but it's not like, you know, Scotland. It's not like Scotland seceding from Great Britain or anything like that. Not like one of the counties. Not like Cornwall's deciding, well, that's it for us in Great Britain. So
people don't want to have the European Union telling them how to live.
But
that was a huge factor.
But they do want to have Great Britain telling them how to live.
Well, nobody's saying these people are consistent. And I don't know if all of them want Great Britain telling them how to live. Certainly, there's, like you said, some of the people within, wasn't it Scotland that also had a vote on leaving? Was it Scotland?
Yeah, they had a
vote. Yeah, Scotland.
Yeah. And it was a close vote. It almost passed.
Look, yeah. I think secessionism is, you know, Ian loves it. I think it's largely a fantasy. You're not going to retrofit.
It's not a fantasy. It's happened countless times.
You're not going to retrofit
the
state.
Look
at it now. Look at that large organization. It's not a road to smaller government.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ted. I appreciate it. There's more coming up here. But it does eliminate a level of government, and that means overall the burden tends to be smaller.
Great
there's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing, you'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter, and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 1823-34. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free and bring up what you want. In these remaining moments, we may have enough time for you to get on the line right now. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As Silver Dave is going to be hitting the road tonight. Brutal day of driving for you, Silver Dave. Driving almost, two and a half hours, I think, to get from Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire down here to Keene. And now you're going to go back. Oops, sorry, I forgot your mic. Try that again.
I'm going to need a big coffee, maybe one of those Camelbacks.
What is filled that?
Like the backpack you wear that's like filled with water. It's a joke, but I'm actually a little scared of the ride, but I'm just going to muscle through it.
You're pretty tired?
Well, it's not that I'm tired. I know it's going to be late.
Yeah, you don't want to hit a moose.
I don't want to hit a moose. Well, actually, a moose may not be that bad. I don't want to launch off the side of a off-ramp or something, though.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I mean, it's mostly interstate driving, so...
Yeah, I'll be cool. I'll be fine. I don't want to...
And there's some rest stops. Make use of them if you need to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, stop there, I'm going to probably stop and do, like, some jumping jacks periodically, and I'm going to get a coffee. And,
well, a 20-minute nap will really change things.
It sure does.
As far as sleep goes. You're no longer as sleepy as you were, so... Take a 20-minute nap and then keep going.
He's heading back up. If you're going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, make sure you say hi to Silver Dave. He's going to be feeding you out there. He's got a food tent. You're going to be running it all week, right, I imagine?
Yeah, that's right. And actually,
fancy food. Like, you're making some nice food from what I hear.
That's right. Tomorrow night I'll be doing seared yellowfin ahi tuna. And I just picked up an amazing slab of the most beautiful red, pink, yellowfin tuna. It's so gorgeous, this piece of meat. I cannot wait to cook it. I love to cook. I really get a great satisfaction from doing it, and I really enjoy the reaction I get from people when people really love the food that I make. It really makes me feel good.
That's cool.
And I really enjoy that. And so I just want to keep
doing
that.
That's what chefs are like. That's what the real chefs love, man. They love people feeling good and eating their food and appreciating it. So check him out over at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and all the other things that are going on there, which I have no idea what they are. Porkfest.com.
There'll be a speech by me on Saturday.
On Saturday, that's right. All right, so let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Gene. He's the Christian anarchist. He's on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, while you guys were having a good time there at Porkfest, one of the biggest protests in the history of this planet happened.
Really?
And that was in Hong Kong where a week ago, a million people showed up in the streets protesting this extradition bill with mainland China. And so finally the governor or whatever she's called over there said, well, we're going to put this bill on hold. We're not going to push it through. But the people weren't happy with that. They want the bill completely tabled. They want it to be just abolished, whatever the correct term for that is. And so this weekend, over 2 million people showed up in a city of 7 million people.
Whoa.
So you do the math, and that has got to be the world's largest protest ever.
That's so humongous, yeah. I mean, per capita, it's tremendous.
But the lying press in Beijing is saying that the people are there protesting the Western government's interference in Hong Kong. That's what they're telling the people of mainland China the protest is. So the people in mainland China don't even get to know that the protest is happening for the most part. And if they do get any kind of a glimpse of it, the government says they're protesting the Western government influence in Hong Kong.
Yeah, and this is how it's done, right? Like state and controlled media, they change the narrative a little bit, and you know all we can do is sit over here and go, hook, 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 look at those dummies over there getting lied to. And then I wonder to myself, how often does it happen to me?
Yep, and that's another example of why I don't listen to anything the government tells me, because they treat us like mushrooms. They keep us in the dark and feed us you know what. And but when I go to China, I can see there are quite a few steps ahead of us in this lying propaganda game, and it's shocking to see how they can keep 1 point something billion people basically in the dark about what's going on in the rest of the world. And actually they can rile them up and get them angry at people on the other side of the planet who aren't doing the things that they're being told they're doing. So it is an example, an eye-opener to show us how the governments and the media manage to manipulate the opinions of people, good people, well, for the most part.
Sure.
We're talking about good people whose opinions have been modified by, well, you guys were talking about mind control earlier. And this is a form of mind control. It's a type of mind control because you're twisting reality for these people and teaching them that they need to react a certain way to some kind of an outside action. And it's exactly the opposite of the way they probably should be reacting. So it is a form of mind control, and it's using media and peer pressure and that kind of thing. With their social credit score over there is another tool that they're using.
Yeah, and if you don't go along with what you're told, you'll get put in a re-education camp.
Unfortunately true, and I see people like Assange who have also wound up in these basically torture camps. I do worry for people like him. So we need to stay on our toes. And when we see stuff like this happening, we should call it out. And we should do what we can. And it's not a lot. I mean, I've been trying to wake people up for 40 years, and there's not much I can do other than just point it out to people.
That's all you can do. Gene, thanks for your service. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go on here. We got Loring on the line. He's calling us from Tampa on the Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Loring.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I was calling in about street racing.
Oh, okay,
street racing.
So Sarah called in the other night, probably about a week or so ago. She said there was a new bill in Albuquerque that would allow the police to fine spectators of street racing $500. And she made it seem like this was a big problem in Albuquerque, and there are a lot of problems in Albuquerque. I was born and raised there. But that one is not only is it not unique to really a problem, nor is this legislation. Street racing's been going on since the second guy built the second car, you know? See how fast they were. Street racing, I say it's not a problem because street racing is typically a group of fast cars that find a straight flat road out in the middle of nowhere with nothing, you know, but a cow farm on one side and a empty field on the other. This isn't what you see cars speeding and weaving through traffic and that kind of stuff.
No, that's Fast and Furious stuff.
Right, and so, you know, this
wait, you're saying the movie isn't reflecting reality?
Imagine that. So, you know, and...
Hold on, the street racers don't actually want to put their lives in jeopardy, at least to the, you know, the maximum extent possible?
Thor doesn't cause it to rain?
Yeah, so the law's kind of unenforceable, right? Because a lot of times you're out in the middle of nowhere, and when the police show up, there are too many people for them to really do much of anything. And, you know, in most places I think they show up and they just get everybody to scatter. And they only show up when somebody calls them, which is kind of a rare occasion, because if you're on a road in the middle of nowhere, kind of late in the
Well, now, wait a minute, Loring. If the police are getting everybody to scatter, that's the situation they want. They want people to scatter because it ends the, you know, whatever the event was that was going on. And as people are scattering, they can pick off the slowest ones. So this is your typical, like, high school party bust,
right? They could, but,
when the cops show up at the high school party, the underage drinkers, you know, run for it. They're jumping over fences. And, you know, the ones that aren't as quick as the overweight police officers are going to go to the drunk tank for the night. They're going to catch a criminal charge.
I can tell you this. It's hard to catch all high schoolers.
Yeah, well, imagine a little bit different scenario. Every time I've ever been out at one of these events and the police showed up, people sort of casually leave because they know that the police aren't showing up to arrest everyone or anyone.
But now they'll be able to. Now with the new law, they'll be able to arrest people and possibly put them in jail.
So there'll be more accidents from people trying to get away than would probably actually happen from the racing itself.
Because now it'll be illegal for someone to just be watching a race in Albuquerque,
so
it's crazy.
So when the police get there, there'll actually be like 50 races going on simultaneously.
I don't know why that would be.
A similar law has been on the
These are all trying to get out.
Trying to leave.
So you just got two cars racing each other, but now when the police come, every single car that's there is all like racing to get out of there and not be the last guy.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, there's a similar law in the books in Florida, and it's been real difficult to enforce,
All right, Loring. Hey, thanks for the update on that. I appreciate hearing from you right there from somebody from Albuquerque. We are out of time for tonight, but back with more Free Talk Live tomorrow. And, of course, you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to learn more about ForkFest 2020, get on over to ForkFest.party. See you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.